This week in New York City, the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States held its first public meeting. The commission heard from people who lost loved ones in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and from three people who survived the attacks. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Birdwell of the U.S. Army told the commission that he stepped out of a Pentagon washroom just moments before American Airlines Flight 77 crashed through the hallway leading back to his office. Colonel Birdwell suffered burns over more than 60% of his body. Harry Weiser, a vice president with Cantor Fitzgerald, told the commission that he was in an elevator in the North Tower of the World Trade Center at 8:46 that morning when a fireball blasted down the elevator shaft. Mr. Weiser was able to step off the elevator at the 78th floor and joined a procession of people moving down the stairs.
The stairwell was filled with people calmly walking down, with no apparent sense of the magnitude of what had just occurred. I was shouting out to people in the stairwell, telling them I was burned, asking them to step aside so that I could get down more quickly. Faces turned towards me, sometimes with apparent annoyance at this intrusion on the orderly evacuation process. I saw the look on many of those faces turn to sympathy or horror as they saw me. At one point, I noticed a large flap of skin hanging on my arm. I did not look any further.
As Mr. Weiser began a harrowing descent down 78 flights of stairs in the North Tower, a Port Authority police officer named David Lim and his partner, a bomb detection canine named Cirrus, were in the South Tower. They were taking a break after their morning routine of searching trucks at the World Trade Center.
I was in the basement of number 2 World Trade Center, yet I felt the shock of the first plane hitting Tower 1. And that can give you at least a start on the idea of the power of that hit if I was in the basement of the other building. I secured my partner in his kennel, told him that I had to go help the people. He was a bomb dog, not a search and rescue dog, and I figured he would be safe there while I went to assist. Unfortunately, that was the last time I saw him.
Somewhere on the way down, I believe around the 50th floor, I met a man who appeared to be either a firefighter or emergency medical technician walking up. He stopped, turned around, and walked in front of me, leading me down. We made it to the lobby and walked 2 blocks to find an empty ambulance.
I saw this rain of fire coming down, and it blew out the windows on the 44th floor. Fortunately, I was right in the middle. I was not burned, but I was knocked to the ground by the concussion. I thought it was an accident. There's no reason to think otherwise at that point. A horrible accident, something we actually had trained for, I remember, in the 80s, in case something like that would happen. But as I started going down and taking the people with me, I could see the fear in their eyes growing.
I was particularly at risk because the fireball on my face had seared my windpipe and lungs, and I had inhaled a large amount of jet fuel, leaving me particularly prone to life-threatening infections. I have since been told that my chances of survival at that moment were roughly 5%.
You can hear the sound. It was like an onrushing locomotive or an avalanche, right? You can almost hear the sound of the floors pancaking on top of each other as they were collapsing. As we all know, they collapsed straight down. And it just kept coming and coming. And I guess my final thoughts were about my family. I thought about my wife, my kids. Excuse me. I hope they would think well of me for what I did.
I am one of the handful of lucky ones. Just blocks away from here lay the unrecovered remains of many friends and colleagues, some dear friends. They can no longer speak for themselves, and I am left with the unchosen, unhappy task of trying to speak for them.
And I know, it's obviously not quite as important as all the people that we lost. I grieve for all those that I knew that day, I grieve for those that I will never know. But I will also grieve for the best partner I ever had. Thank you very much.
Port Authority Police Officer David Lim testifying this week before the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States. We also heard the testimony of Harry Weiser, the Vice President at Cantor Fitzgerald. They and thousands more survived the September 11th attacks. 3,024 people, not including the hijackers, died or remain missing.